Welcome to Un Tecito Tuesday, a podcast about our wonderful Hispanic culture. Join me, Dr. Lisa C., my brother Bob, and his best friend DJ Khan, as we explore the myths, misconceptions, cuentos, and dichos about our Hispanic culture. So bring your tecito and come chat with us every Tuesday as we have fun exploring the crazy stories of our amazing culture. Hey guys, welcome back to Un Tecito Podcast. I'm Lisa.
I'm Bob.
DJ Khan.
El Khan got a haircut after how long, Khan? A year?
After about 15 months.
15 months. That's how months. That's how long I've gone without a haircut at all. Like no trim ni nada.
Me too. No. I haven't gotten a haircut in 15 months.
Dude, it felt
weird. Good.
Oh, it feels weird, yeah, because I'm every time I would wash my face, I would wash my hair, and I would always do this. Uh-huh. O sea, I would run my hands through my hair. Y me decía la colilla, tenía una pinche colita ya de caballo.
Tenía la colita de Robert Cortez, güey.
Colita de caballo del tarao. And I kind of miss doing this and not being able to see my curls.
Feel your curls against your skin.
When you lay down, you can't feel your hair down on your...
And my face.
Right?
I'll open your face. Ah, but it's ya era tiempo. Ya chingara su madre, pinche
perro. So have you gotten your second COVID shot already or no?
Yo sí, güey, desde hace mucho.
¿Desde cuándo, Bob?
The second one,
yeah. I got it back in like last month.
Okay. I got my third one.
I was a pinche. Oh, yeah, but did you hear about that? Yeah. I was watching the news right now that there's another variant from Europe.
Yeah, there's
it's no already one, here in the valley.
That one's supposed to be like worse than the one that it's supposed to kill the people a lot faster and my midway.
Pinche Europe always brings all kinds of shit away.
Pinche the final countdown.
Pinche Europe.
Pinche Europe.
So don't go to their concerts, guys, porque Europe is sending the bad COVID over.
That's right. Pinche mamones de chinga. Yeah, I already got my other dosage of vaccine and I got a haircut.
Sí, con madre. So how's everybody been? How was y'all spring break?
Pues no mames, güey.
We just put it on the lawn, güey.
Clean the backyard.
Mm.
Nada, güey, nada.
Puro adult stuff.
Adulting.
Adulting.
I went to Adrian Garza's food truck, güey.
Ah, sí.
Yeah,
una torta.
Compré unos tacos, nomás tacos, güey.
Órale. No eran las papas picosas.
I haven't had them. I know that's like
they're a good,
they're, that's a, they're good.
Yeah, it's a papa, like I would say they're steamed.
Uh-huh.
And they just have chile. It's like eating like papas en salsa.
Ah, okay, like papa.
Yeah, just like papa, a regular papa. Pero taco, yeah, they're pretty good, güey. Están sabrosas.
Órale. Yeah, no, I had his tacos. The tacos are pretty good. What is it called? I forgot the name of the food truck.
Tacos La Estrella.
Tacos La Estrella, number 2.
Number 2.
On 10th and Jackson?
No right? way. 10th and... Ah, see, sí, yeah, it is 10th Jackson. 10th
and Jackson, right there where the old HEB is. Yeah, so if you guys want good tacos, they're pretty good there. Hit up my buddy, Adrian.
10th and Jackson. Jackson Adrian Avenue. Garza.
They're pretty good. Oye, güey, ¿quién más tiene food truck que conocemos, güey? Ya andan en todas partes los pinches food trucks, bro.
Pinches food trucks, Sato. Andan en donde sea. A guy that used to DJ there with me at the bar at Peacock's Law.
Oh, yeah?
DJ Law. Dukes. Yeah, he has a food truck in Mission. The Mission area.
Yeah, so that Mission food truck is new. I think it only opened a few months ago.
Yeah.
Está fancy, okay? Porque es Mission. We Mission tiene que estar fancy.
No, Sherry Land, a fancy Mission.
Bueno, Sherry Land primero, luego Mission, luego McAllen. Pero no le ganan a San Juan, güey.
What? No, por pucho.
No le ganan a Taquería Ríos, bro.
Qué onda, que se vengan los vergazos. Ahí sobran los vergazos. Yeah, it's a really new food park. Food park. Truck park. Or,
so it's all food trucks. It's like the one in McAllen or what? Like the one they have there now on 83?
Simón. something like that.
Yeah. Pero, they have events. I haven't seen it, but from what I've heard, they promote it a lot and they do like different events and seems pretty nice.
Cool. See, I wonder what this guy he has a ramen food truck.
Oh, ramen,
which is totally different from but I think he also sells like Asian style, Asian cuisine.
Oh tacos. Yeah, Asian inspired tacos. There's a lot of people doing that, right? Yeah. Korean tacos and all this shit.
He does that. So I guess going to a food truck, you expect to get tacos, no? Or
right. Well, at least,
here in the valley. I mean, yeah, in Austin, yeah, there's right, so many different.
Yes, and this guy, their law, the name of the place, the name of the truck is a Moto Ramen. Se llama Moto Ramen y vende ramen. Duh.
You know what? I'm going to make a food truck. Caviar and lobster.
Ay, joso, picha madre.
Caviar and lobster tacos food truck.
Hey, lobster rolls would be cool.
Lobster bisque.
Lobster roll truck. Hey, no digas los ideas. No, nos van a quitar la pinche raza.
They're gonna steal our ideas.
Oh yes, but when did the food truck thing like become a thing? You know, like
become popular. If you really think about it, los mexicanos have been selling food on the side of the road out of a truck
forever.
Out of a truck, right?
Out of a Ford F-150.
Sí, y calentaban los tacos en el pinche motor, chingas.
El motor, güey, para que se queden warm.
Well, that's true.
Carretonero, güey. I mean, el carretoncito de tacos, güey. The bike with tacos.
Mm-hmm.
A roadside, I mean, street tacos, you know. I think that's where these people got their ideas from, were from like the street tacos in Mexico. Because you go to Mexico, güey. I mean, you go to a restaurant and you don't eat Mexican food. You need to go to the street.
Street.
Eat good Mexican, real Mexican food. You need to go to the street. And I think it's like that everywhere, right? Like in poor countries, at least. You go to like Korea. You go to
China.
China, you know, Asian. The food, the everyone always says the street fare, the street stuff is the good stuff.
The street food.
Yeah, the street food. So I'm guessing, yes, you know, Del un pinche gringo vio al vato de los elotes, güey, y dijo, oh, I'm gonna do that, but with a $4 million truck.
And then elote. Oye, si, ¿verdad? Te vienes metiendo como fácil, like $80,000-$90,000, bro, because of all the equipment that you need in there, güey.
Yes, I mean, a full functioning kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And then you still have to pass inspection. You still have to do...
get all your permits and all that shit.
Unless you're Mexican and live outside of the city limits.
And then you just do it there outside of your house.
Outside of your house, yeah. That's how Tacolandia started, right?
I know. I remember Tacolandia started selling there at your house. At their house.
Yeah, they started selling outside their house and they ended up making their own big old taqueria and shit. Pero pues ya vale verga. Crazy.
Well, what kind of food trucks are there? Because all the food trucks that I've seen here in the valley are just mainly tacos. And then there's like a couple of like smoothie ones and stuff like that, raspas. But, and then you told me about the ramen one, but have you ever seen anything else here in the valley?
Like nice, like different, I guess.
Or just anything different, yeah.
Like in Austin where you see like freaking, ¿cómo se llama esa, what is that thing called, güey? Chingao. There was a restaurant here on 10th.
Puffy tacos.
Nambe pinche puffy tacos, no le queso.
Barbecue or, you know, something.
Yeah, like Austin. I haven't gone because you guys know that I really don't like Austin.
¿Cómo se llama esta pinche comida, güey? Espérame. Middle Eastern, not Middle Eastern food, but there's
falafels.
Nambe, there's a certain name.
Gyros, giros.
No.
¿Cómo se llama? You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Where they cook like lamb and they give you the el pan que está.
Pita, the pita bread.
No, el otro. Pan.
Le echan poquito sal. Mediterranean?
No. Chingada madre. I'll remember right now. Chinga
su madre. No, güey, pues ya no hables, güey, mejor. Y piensa.
Sí, la verga, ya no sé.
Oye, yeah, but I know, I don't really go to Austin, guys. I'm not an Austin person.
He's an Austin hater.
Lisa goes to Austin a lot. What have you seen over there? Like, I know that there's like places where there's like a 2-hour wait for a
tons of shit. Truck. Barbecue. I mean, ooh. Austin has everything as far as like the food trucks. It's
right.
You name it, they have it.
So they have the lobster and caviar tacos, like my idea?
No, but they have like lobster rolls. They have burgers, churros. They have a lot. I mean, just I can't think, but cupcakes. You know, here you don't have specialty.
Right.
Sausage on a stick.
Sausage on a stick, Anneli?
Indian food.
Oh, Indian. Middle Eastern, Mediterranean.
But I was talking about the bread, the naan bread.
Naan. Oh, yeah. Okay, naan.
Con esas mamás, wey, it's fucking good, wey.
Where did you eat that? In Austin or what?
No, actually, I ate it here in McAllen. But I remember there was a truck. There was a food truck up there that sold Indian food.
You know what? I saw a food truck here, the pizza. There's a pizza food truck here.
Oh, I was going to say, El Fornos has pizza, but that's the only one that's kind of out of the taco. But it's in Austin, I mean, cupcakes, pizza, ice cream, nachos. Oh. Like, they have all these different types of nachos, different toppings, burritos, gyros. Just a lot of craziness.
It was funny how, like, you know, back in the day, I don't think white people would eat out of a truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Burgers. They have...
Unless they were working at, in a construction site. And then that was like the norm, right? Your construction site, the food truck. That's where food trucks were mainly at. But
there's one that I've been to in Austin that has empanadas.
I see.
They have sweet and savory, like, you know, with food, like actual meat. And
the
empanadas. Plant-based. They have...
a lot.
Vegan and...
¿Qué prefieres, con la empinada o la empanada?
Una empinada, pa.
¿Qué, pero que te empinen o que empines?
No, yo empinar. Qué barro, Roberto Cortés. Este es programa de familiar.
Sí, yo no digo ni una familia que oiga este pinche programa. Güey. No family. Unless you're a family of adults.
Ahora.
Then you can listen to me.
Como la familia Peluche.
Ándale, más o menos. So, I never imagined, you know, food trucks being like the way they are now, man. It's just, it's pretty crazy, dude. Like, fancy shit, man. Like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
And some of them are fucking expensive as hell, wey.
Mínimo, por una familia de cuatro, te vas a meter 60 bolas, wey. Yeah. Which is the same thing as going to a restaurant and sitting down and, you know, whatever. Pero, pues, I guess that's the whole point. You know, you're trying to
stay. Experience,
outside.
Most of the time, you go to the food truck because you know that they have special food that's really good or something that's good.
Pero pues tampoco no piensas que te vas a meter 50, 60 bolas, güey.
Well, that's why, but like, I don't know about here because I don't know one truck here that everybody says, oh my God, go to this one truck.
Well, there was one truck here in McAllen that was like fucking amazing when I was vegan. It was called Cosmos Tacos, I think. Wow, man, the best tacos you could have that wasn't meat. And they have different stuff, but they were so good that there was always a line. But guess where they moved to?
Austin. Nombre.
They went to Austin.
Es que aquí nomás habían dos vegans.
Just sellouts.
You were the only
there
vegan.
There was only two vegan people here in the valley.
Dijeron, chinga su madre, aquí no hay nada de vegans. Aquí hay puro pinche gordo. Aquí necesitamos manteca.
Carnivores.
Yeah, aquí necesitamos manteca, aquí necesitamos carne. Ay,
well, they should have done both. They should have done both, carne and vegan.
No, because a lot of vegan people will eat. Did you cook that in the, you know, did you use the same?
Oh, yeah, but you cooked two different, dos sartenes, mijita, dos sartenes.
Todo hueso de tan. Ay, es que me duele la panza.
Es que mataste un conejito.
Or some people do. It's like, because you sell meat, I won't buy from you.
Yeah, you won't buy. Yeah, that's most of the time the vegan is, it's that, right? Where they, it's about the animal or whatever. But,
everybody
has their own deal.
Bobby se come todo.
Yo no como animales, güey.
No, los animales te comen a ti.
Te comen a mí, los animales, güey. Yo no me los mato, güey, pero no me los
como. Where was that truck at, Lisa? Cosmo.
Right there at the food truck. Park in McAllen.
Oh, the one in McAllen. Ah, no, pues ahí es puro taquería. Like, it's all tacos.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
So I went to the Lantern Festival over here in South Padre 1 year, and they had food trucks there, but I don't think they were local. I think they came from somewhere else because they were like a Korean taco.
Where, South Padre?
Yeah, in South Padre.
So the guy that owned most of the food trucks in South Padre, he has like a diverse type of trucks. He is now in Mission, and I think he has 4 or 6 of the 10 he owns them.
Because they were like pork belly tacos and I don't know what else taco. Like they were like, you know, but they were like $8 each taco. I was like, damn, dog, you really think your tacos are
not even special, taco palenque, palenque grill.
Palenque grill, yeah. Palenque
grill. They were expensive. They were good. I mean, they were good, but I guess it's because it was that festival. They kind of wanted to like, I mean, I'm sure they charged them a bunch to fucking park there.
Park there, right?
I think there were just three tacos. One of them had like burgers. The other one had tacos and another one had something else. I don't remember what it was. But yeah, I remember the tacos being kind of expensive. Well, I was like,
fuck. Pero si están buenos. Okay, mira. Would you buy them again?
They were good for being there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Look, but here they have Admission Food Park. That guy that I was talking about that had, he has Pineapple Ninjas.
Ah, okay. I've seen that one.
And Pineapple is...
Te venden la piña y le echan como shrimp and like...
Vegetables. Oh, wow. I mean, the food looks like cool. Like, it's different. It's rice with sausage and stir fry. Like, and then there's...
Everything's kind of Asian inspired all the time, right? Like for some reason.
It's because I you know, I'm guessing they're thinking, nambe hay chingo de Mexican food, nambe hay chingo taquerias, nambe hay chingo. Let's do something else. Let's give it a twist. I'm guessing that's the route they're going because see it a lot. They're
from the valley, tastes good, way because
it's sabroso, way. Asian and Mexican food, way juntos. Cállate la boca, bro. That's a fucking explosion in your mouth.
That's a fucking mecada in your face and your tongue and your mouth. Pinche bomba, way. You,
ah, sí, way. Pinche Asian inspired, Mexican inspired.
Oh, wow. They have a barbecue one in, and if they smoke it like all night. Like,
ah, sí. Como Bobby back in high school, okay.
And then 5x5 Brewing Company has something there too.
That's probably the best bet to do. Like if you have a restaurant, like just to expand, but you don't
want to. Well, that's what I thought, you know, when I was listening to them, I was listening to like they were on live, that's what they do. Like they try to have a mix of not just tacos.
Yeah.
They want to have a mix of.
A mixture of things.
Yeah, which is.
Pero cool. It's a very good idea, pero the people here in the valley are like they're just stuck on tacos.
On tacos.
Well, it's because they're. That's they're good. Way. I mean.
Yeah, they're yes.
Not like tacos, way. You know, like.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It's kind of hard to miss with tacos.
They should at least have like different types of tacos.
Yeah, I think they should start doing like tacos. From like Mexico City.
De cabeza.
De cabeza, de birria, de birria they have, pero de cabeza y de lengua, chorizo,
cachete,
malga, shit like that, buche, oreja, shit like that. I mean,
the bofes, güey?
Guisados, güey. Tacos de guisados, bro.
Los pinches bofes, güey? Tacos de bofe.
Taco de tripa de bofe, güey.
Qué pinche mal.
Chicharrón de res, bro.
Fuck, se hace agua en la boca.
Se te hace agua la boca y algo más, güey.
Yeah.
Queso. But, there's another one called queso medias. Like, so it's quesadillas with like birria meat.
Queso babas. Babi le gusta el queso babas.
Queso babas.
Y el queso plus.
De Reynosa.
El queso
babas. I mean, it looks good. Look, this one is like rice with shrimp.
Rice and shrimp.
It's like a stir fry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who sells it, but it's
so maybe we'll hit up the taco truck place and we can do a live out there
on a Friday. Yeah.
También.
Yeah, we should do it on a Friday.
Pero comer unos tacuaches.
Pero look, there's one with corn.
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob, and they put all this crazy shit on it.
There's a There's an elote place in McAllen now that does that. You like choose the toppings and all that stuff, and it's like a crazy.
I just saw it.
It's like elote.
They also go to your house where you can have a party. You could have them go over to your house
with elotes.
Where you do the.
Hey, wait, yeah, pero like, elotes,
like,
bro?
You know how they have like a candy.
For the elotes to be good, way they have to be made on the grill part of a fan. Of an oscillating fan, one of those
torn apart the fan.
Mm-hmm. So you take the top off the fan, one of those metal fans, and you need that to grill the corn. Way, perro, así como en las flores, we progreso. Ooh, that little
the only way.
The paint of the
or fan. Just the top of the brasa, ¿qué es eso?
It's like a bowl of like
a bowl with hummus, the naan bread.
I don't like hummus.
No, it's fucking good, way. Hummus con sriracha, bato?
It's too gritty for me. It's too gritty.
Cállate la seca, hombre. Que bien te coman los pinches.
Is it gritty?
Está muy gritty, way.
Pinche gritty.
Los grits. No me gustan los grits tampoco, way.
No, I don't like grits. Mm-mm. It's gonna. We're from the south, but we're not from that south.
We're not from that south, guys.
Hey, see, like my wife and their family, they love grits. Eh? They're grits.
I don't like them, bro. I don't like
tampoco,
shrimp and grits. I was like, oh, maybe that'd be good, you know? Nada, güey. Fuck, bro. Pinche comida de güeros, güey, fea, güey.
Mejor dame un pedazo de arena.
Sí, güey. Sí, tampoco me gusta. Arena con un camarón arriba, güey.
My daughter, she loves grits, too.
Fuck that,
me gustan los grits.
No como grits.
Get out of here.
Me como el tacuache.
No, pero yo soy. I'm just chingado. O sea, estoy gordo, pero I just stick to my. I'm a tacos, güey. I can't. You can't go wrong with tacos, like you said, right? You can't go wrong with tacos. I'm just pinches
taquitos. My wife can eat tacos every day, también.
You know what?
Tacos.
So can I? You know what? Growing up, my mom. I still remember growing up, waking up in the morning, my mom would be paleando las tortillas de harina.
Yep.
Tacos for my dad for at least,
harina, say, bro.
At least that I can remember 20 years. That's what my dad would take for lunch.
Tacos.
Yeah. And you know what? Weird, right? My dad never complained.
Yeah,
was that because he didn't complain? Like my mom made him tacos.
But it was different kinds of tacos. I'm sure it wasn't just the same.
Spam and egg, potato and egg, chile con papa con chile. You know, just, like it was just. But it was every day. Imagine every day eating tacos.
Just tacos, yeah. I mean that. But the thing is that was normal back in the day. You know, like it was like, pues, ¿qué vas a hacer? Unos tacos.
Y te llenan. Because remember he would take three. Time I se llevaba tres.
Uh-huh.
Siempre llegaba, like, what he would always come back with one or half of one, and I would always eat it.
Yeah, pues they're delicious, bro. Imagine like anything you make with tortilla recién hecha, bro. Fuck, man, it's just.
I mean, even like right now when you're saying tortilla, even tortilla with fucking beans,
with butter,
beans, or with
even with butter, beans,
butter.
When we didn't have fucking money for meat. That's what we would eat, tortilla and bean, or tortilla and butter.
Tortilla y mantequilla, venga.
Sí, güey, tortilla con frijoles con chorizo, bro. Ah, güey, oh my
God. Ese día contra es más feria, porque el chorizo está más caro.
Okay, good. But the chorizo wasn't as expensive as a piece of beef. And you would just put a little piece of chorizo, güey, así, como una, unos 2 inches, güey, nomás, güey, para el sabor.
Half of half.
Nomás para el sabor.
Para pagar la grasita. Para la grasita.
Sí, or frijoles con manteca de puerco, bro. That's so fucking good. And it's so simple, bro. It's just lard, pig lard, beans, refried beans, and salt. That's it.
Yeah. And it gives it a whole different taste.
And I bet you we open a food truck in Austin or Dallas, way, and call it Beaners, and just have different kinds of beans, way. Cállate, way, se mueren.
Literally, wey, se mueren.
Se mueren de heart attack.
Heart attack.
You're not used to it.
Was that lard? Oh my God. Oh.
But I'm vegan.
I'm vegan. Shut the fuck up. The pig died naturally. He naturally shot him in the head.
He was grass-fed.
He was a grass-fed pig.
Mm-hmm. He died of old age.
Oh, yeah. Have y'all gone to that the cookie place? Now that we're talking about foods. There's like a
cookie. Oh, yeah, we went. Place that puts, like, Frank waited 2 hours.
Fuck that, pinche Frank. Hey, dale un pinche masaje, pobre vato. Why do you make him do that?
Ya se fue, ya lo mandó para pa trabajar, güey.
Ya lo mandé para Houston, yo.
Hey, no.
Fue a los refineries, güey, en Houston a trabajar.
Qué bárbaro. So what do you think about those cookies?
They were good. They were good. They're real big. So if you're going to go, like, they're big enough for, like, 3 people to eat from.
One cookie?
They're like the cookie cakes or what?
No, I mean, they're like this. Luca. They're like this, but they're real thick.
Oh.
And then they put stuff on top. So, you know, they're pretty big.
That's too sweet for me right
there. I mean, and also probably I don't eat cookies. I don't really care for cookies. Yeah. So I guess, I mean, that's one of the reasons.
My favorite cookies are the oatmeal raisin. Because they're not that sweet.
Mm.
And the wafer, the Nilla wafers.
Those are good.
Sí, esos son badass. Where they melt.
Wait, ¿te acuerdas, Gilbert? Cuando agarraba las pinches Oreo cookies y agarraba el vaso de leche. Más que se sentaba en la sala.
An ice cream, bro. That was his dinner. Was a big thing of ice cream, Oreo cookies, and milk. He wouldn't eat one. Oh, you know what? I talked to him last night. Okay, this is a friend of ours, guys, here from the Valley, very famous person here from the Valley named Gilbert. And last night I was talking to him and he's like, oh, I came to HEB and it was like fucking 12. And I was like, well, what's up or what? He goes, oh, I came to get cookies.
Really?
So he got up out of his house at like, you know, 11 at night and 12 and went to go get cookies with him.
¿Y qué dijo? Where the sidewalk is, the road begins.
Yep.
Ese pinche. Y que agarró Oreo cookies.
¿Te puedes ¿Quién sabe?
Oreo. Real plain.
He probably got a variety.
So Frank waited 4 hours for cookies.
2 hours.
Two hours.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it even better.
He got there and he saw that there was a long line. So he checked and he was like, oh, they have curbside. So let me do curbside, right? Because it said 30 minutes. That they should be done 30 minutes, right? So he waited. And I guess he called and they're like, oh, it's because we have a long line. It's going to be another 30 minutes. The 30 minutes continued 4 times.
No, hombre, le fueron dando unas pinches cookies tan siquiera to go.
2 hours.
What is the cookie place called?
Crumble.
Crumble.
Let me see. I took pictures. Let me show you.
Where is it at?
Over here by
Edinburgh. McAllen.
Where they used to have a food truck. Now it's a restaurant. What is it called?
Taco Palink?
McDonald's.
No, it sells Asian fusion tacos right next to Chick-fil-A on Trenton. Like across Chick-fil-A.
Okay. That's too far for me to drive.
Vive allá mero en Las Milpas, en Reynosa.
You can hear the gunshots from my house.
Tamaulipas. Okay.
So if you want to go get good cookies, guys, I guess Crumbles is the place to go. 2 hour wait.
It's like it's a popular thing right now.
There's a huge line. We always, when we pass by, we look to see
how the line is.
There's always a line.
Yep, outside.
You know where you can get really good cookies also? Like, badass. There's never a line. It's called HEB.
No way. You know where you can get badass cookies? Costco, way.
Costco and Sam's, yeah, both.
That way, and they're fucking good, bro.
And you can put whatever you want on them. You just buy it, and you can put whatever you want on there. Ham, cheese, whatever you want. Lo pones arriba, bro.
No seas un pinche hater, bro. Vamos para pinche Crumble, bro. Ya, la verga chingada.
We, you know what? Let's go to Crumbles tomorrow. Do you work tomorrow?
We're being essential workers. We're being frontline workers.
¿Para qué trabajan?
Para que ustedes se queden en la casa, cabrón.
¿Para qué trabajan si no se van a hacer millonarios? That's what I don't understand, güey. No, ¿cómo no te vas a hacer millonario, güey? ¿Para qué trabajas?
Tengo que.
Como que ya te mandabas 1400, bro.
Ya no me caen, güey. Qué bárbaro, chinga. Who do I have to fight, güey?
Tienes que hablarle a Biden, güey. Pinche Biden, nunca le apuró.
Ah, sí.
So now you're gonna be complaining about Biden. Yes, because that's what you're supposed to do to your leader, is complain to him, and he's supposed to at least pretend to care about what's going on and not say, fuck you, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So yes, we will be complaining about Biden even though we voted for him, guys, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Anyways.
To me.
So where is like the food truck destination in America? Like, what is it? New York, Chicago,
San Francisco? No, or where was it that we went?
Austin.
And there was a fucking Chicago. There Chicago? Was like lines and lines, and it was during the week. And so they set up in the, like kind of like the business district, and they fucking park on the sides of buildings, like huge ass fucking skyscrapers, and there's tons of fucking lines during lunch.
What a worker. You see, and that's smart. That's the place that I think I would, you know, put a food truck at, somewhere like that where there's gonna be, you know, where there's tons of people, they're strapped for time, they got 30 minutes lunch or maybe even an hour, but they want to, you know, get something quick,
or they want to get something different from the same old McDonald's,
you know? Right. Yeah, or just any restaurant. It's like the hot dog vendors in New York, you know. You think about it, and you're like, well, fuck, man, they're not expensive. How the fuck do they make their money? You know, but it's just that there's so many fucking people that go and just get a hot dog as fast as they can. Like, pinche hot dog, vámonos, you know. So tacos are like that for us. Like, hey, ¿dónde puedo? I don't tacos aquí de volada, güey. It's drive-through, el pato, drive-through, dale gas, chingue su madre.
It's our hot dog.
But you know what, dude? I haven't seen a place that sells guisados, tacos de guisado. Wey. No. Guisado puerco, carne guisada, yes. But other, you know, just different guisados, way. I think that would be a good idea.
It takes too much time, right?
I mean, you make them in the morning and, you know.
That's probably the reason why.
It's like the barbecue, way. Like the barbecue, you know, they got to fucking smoke it all night.
Yeah.
So make guisados all day, you know, have like six different guisados, bro. And then, hey, tenemos esto, 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 esto. And then eventually you become the best guisado cook in the world. And, you know, everybody's going to go hit up your place, man.
So here it says Portland.
Portland.
Yeah, has Portland. The most food trucks or food parks. Then it's Denver, Colorado.
Oh, shit.
Orlando.
Yeah.
Philadelphia. Yeah. Indianapolis, and Houston, San Juan. Austin, Los Angeles, New York City, Nashville, and then Las Milpas, Texas.
All right, Las Milpas, Texas.
What is it?
The Taco Avenue, Taco Row.
Is it Jackson?
You know what I saw? Whenever they run out of something, they will call the other taco place and say, hey, can you fill the order? That's pretty cool, dude, that they help each other out like that, you know? Because you would think, like, there's so many, there'd be a lot of competition. But I saw a girl run to another taco place, and she got the tacos, and she came back to the other one and had them. And then I asked, you know, and she's like, oh, yeah, we you know, if we run out of one thing, we get it from over there. I'm like, well, that's cool, you know?
Instead of saying, oh, no. Each other out.
No lo tenemos, ni modo, you know? Yeah. Hey, yeah, you know what? We can get it from over there.
It's kind of like the bars downtown, like so like there where I work. When a bar next to us or like our neighbors, when they run out of like the Cokes or a bottle of a whiskey that they don't have, they'll go and ask. And depending on who it is, because some are really good with paying back that next day, or you know, que se hacen tontos. But yeah, we help out as well.
Yeah, that's good. You know, that's when I think that's when places will thrive more when they help each other out.
Yocito te ayuda a ti.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I had the anxiety tea.
Oh, how was it?
Sabroso. It was good.
Yeah, they're real good.
I liked it. It had like little.
And that one is an adaptogenic. It builds up in your system. You know, it just continues to help you, but it's supposed to help you with clarity and.
Yeah, I had it this morning actually.
So, guys, we have a special guest in the studio right now, Buddy.
Bargain away because he ain't getting no tea.
No, because he misses his owner. Yeah. This is dad, Frank.
This is el perro guerrero.
El perro guerrero, pues son los que hablan, ellos hablan.
Es hablan. ¿Qué le dice?
Bobby's face.
I just calmed him down. I just told him he'll be back soon. Don't worry about it. For those of you who don't know dog.
Dog talk.
Dog talk.
Dog whisper.
Pero, pues, I don't know, guys. I guess hit up your local food trucks. It's you know, it's a good thing to do, man. Yep. Most of them are not conglomerate and they're not, you know, big franchises or anything like that. So I think it's a good thing to go out to those and smaller mom and pop restaurants too. Most of the time they have the better food.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm tired of, you know, Whataburger and McDonald's. Well, I don't even eat McDonald's. I hardly ever eat McDonald's. But I eat a lot of Whataburger sometimes.
Woo!
And even though I love Whataburger,
you get. Oh, yes. Speaking of, I was around that area today, the Jackson and the expressway, that little area. That traffic way, no vale verga, Whataburger.
Where? Jackson and where?
Right where Sam's.
Jackson. So, guys, yes, we do have a place here in the valley. Some, I don't know who the idiot was that named it Jackson and Jackson, but we have a place, an intersection called the intersection of Jackson and Jackson.
Yep.
If there's any other cities or towns that have that,
with a store named Boot Jackson.
Boot Jacks.
La Boot Jackson, yeah.
La Boot Jackson, como dice mi mamá.
So La it's Boot Jack and it's on
Jackson. La Lupe.
La Lupe's in the back.
Sneaking up.
Look, guys, special guest, La Lupe.
No le gustaban dogs, and now she loves the dog.
Ay, que baby, que mama. He didn't know baby, que mama.
So my sister used to kick dogs and give them antifreeze.
Antifreeze.
And, she would give them chocolate.
And now she's a dog lover.
She would give him chocolate.
This one. Right, Daddy?
Yeah, only with that one. All the other dogs.
Oh, he's a little baby. I'll kiss him all night long.
Pinches pelotes. My cat farts.
Okay, get down.
No, so, Khan has always been a cat person. That's weird, right, Khan?
I've always had cats. That's true. I've always had cats. Well, they're clean, güey. O sea, si van a cagar, they have their litter box y cagan allá, güey.
Yeah,
they're low maintenance.
Low maintenance on the night, chingando la madre.
They don't even want to be next to you.
No, they don't. They're fucking assholes. They're bitches.
Yeah, some of them are real dicks, right?
Yeah.
So I used to have dogs. I'm a dog person, but now I'm a lizard and hamster person.
Take a screenshot of this.
She left pretty much. So that was my mom, Lupe, guys. And as soon as she heard,
I'll take a screenshot. She left. I'll take a screenshot.
but like Bobby said, hit up your local food trucks. Try things out. Hey, there's that place in Westlaco, the Craft. That is it. We didn't talk about it. My friend Miguel Gallegos. He's one of the owners, or he's the owners.
Well, there you go, guys.
And he has. There's like a food truck park. También igual así como Mission, but it's his. It's his.
Let's call him up and see if he'll give our listeners something.
10% off.
And we'll advertise it next week. Do you have his number, Khan?
Well, I can call him through the messenger.
Call him through messenger and see what he can do for our listeners. And if they say they heard him, heard it here, well, he can give him something.
You heard it here first.
Una pinche cachetada o algo de
pernil. Gracias por venir, estúpido.
All right, guys. Well, yeah. Go hit up your local, anything, guys. Local, whatever it is. It's always best to shop local, guys. Helps out your community. Helps out your thing. Okay.
Bueno.
Bye, guys. See ya. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at Untecito Podcast or email us at untecitopodcast@gmail.com. Join us next Tuesday.